What's Lost, What's Gained by Nezstorm, read by Bree. This is a Teen Wolf fanfic. When Styles lets himself into the apartment, arms full of groceries and all the other supplies Chris might need after having locked himself away for a week, it's to the sight of Chris, slumped in one of the kitchen chairs, the smell of alcohol wafting from him all the way to the door. He frowns at the sight because Chris doesn't even bother to look up at him. No sign of wariness or alarm at someone just barging into his home. He knows it's never easy, saying goodbye to your loved ones. He sets the shopping on the first available surface and approaches Chris carefully. "Have you been drinking? You look terrible." Chris looks up then, leaning back in his chair, his eyes a bit glassy and red. "What are you doing here, Styles?" "Making sure my favorite DILF is still alive and kicking," Styles jokes, completely thrown. "As you can see, I'm fine," Chris says, sounding more tired than drunk. "I can even kick you out to demonstrate." "Oh, kinky. As long as you can get up, I'm game," Styles offers, waggling his eyebrows at Chris. He sobers up quickly. "Honestly, though, I know Allison is gone, left to live with your one true puppy nemesis that also happens to be my best friend. But she's in love, Chris, not dead." "It's not just her," Chris says, looking down at the picture Styles only now notices he's been holding. Chris flips it around so Styles can see what once seemed to be a very happy family. A little, baby Allison held between a radiant Chris and a smiling Victoria. "I'm all alone now." Styles' heart tightens at that, and he's momentarily thrown. He doesn't know what to say, how to comfort the man he cares for so strongly when faced with Chris grieving for his dead wife and seemingly everything else he's lost to the supernatural. "No, Chris," he says finally, crouches down to catch Chris's sad eyes. He puts his hands on Chris's knees both for balance and to offer comfort. "I'm here." This is the end. Thank you for listening.